Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we've got our next guest in, haven't we?
We have Brian from MPCT.
Good afternoon,
Brian. Got
the
letters right this time.
You did indeed, Maggie. Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. Here to tell you a little bit about what I do with MPCT.
Okay.
Motivational Preparation College for Training is what it stands for.
Mm. Right.
And we are the Military Preparation College, part of that larger organisation.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, you're preparing to get in the armed forces, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so I pick up youngsters once they finish their year 11 studies,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as they become school leavers, they can then join us at MPCT, and if they have aspirations to join the armed forces, the Army, the Navy, Marines, Air Force,
okay.
Then they can come along and we will prepare them. It says what it does on the can, really. And really what we'll do is let them be aware of what they're letting themselves in for, mm-hmm. into the armed forces, because it's not a straightforward task to get in. Nowadays, you know, they can be selective, they can get the right people in to do a very important job. So I make sure that they can get their way through the application process.
Okay. So is this part of further education, or is it part of mainstream education? How's it
well, it's at? Part of further education, actually. We're classed as a training provider. Now, all youngsters up to the age of 18, effectively to the end of year 13, they have to be in either education, employment, or training. And we're classed as a training provider.
Okay.
In fact, we were training provider of the year in the UK
in
2017.
Well
so
done, you.
We're not too bad at doing what we do.
Mm.
And basically, youngsters join us once they finish their year 11 or whenever they want to join us, up to the age of around about 18 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I take them from sort of like late 15, once they finish year 11, up the way to 18 and a half. By the time they're 19, they need to move on to, you know, the next thing and the next step in their life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can stay with me for as long as they need to stay with me. So perhaps even up to a couple of years they will be with me until they find what it is they want to do. Because although a youngster might have an aspiration of joining the armed forces, they may not know what it entails.
Yes.
So we basically just give them a flavour of military-style lifestyle.
Okay.
Yes.
And is this a residential course?
Or? It's not residential. We do it for the whole of the island.
Mm-hmm.
We run it a ride. And we're in the Ride Academy Sixth Form Centre in Play Street Lane.
Oh, and I know, yes, sir.
So okay. Back at the tennis courts type and the croquet club. So we run out of there. A lovely little setup we've got there. We've got our own gymnasium. So we teach them weight training. We do physical training with them every single day. So these youngsters change shape.
Mm.
So if you come a little bit overweight or underweight, we'll make sure you're the right shape and moving forward to getting into the application. If that's what you want to do, we'll give you a flavour of what it's like.
So from what you're saying, you could go through this, that actually the armed forces is not what I want to do at all.
Absolutely. We tend to have youngsters who have an aspiration and want to have a look to see if the armed forces is for them. I'm ex-Royal Navy. I have a colleague who's ex-Royal Marine Commando. So we give you a flavour. It's not a boot camp at all whatsoever, but it just gives you a flavour of it. And it's education by stealth, really. So we do lots of really upskilling you, whether it be from a simple thing like making sure your maths and your English is at the level that is required for all employers, let alone military, whether you're going civilian, you know, in the future, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Everyone needs to have those functional skills. So we give you life skills.
Okay.
So every day, Monday through to Friday, week in, week out, these youngsters come to us. It's a voluntary course, doesn't cost you anything, but you will get the best training that there is on the island.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because we came across them at the event we did with Tesco's a few weeks back, didn't we?
We did, yes.
And these young people, the lads and lasses, are absolutely brilliant.
Yes, they were
willing to do anything and everything to help. They put up marquees, didn't they?
Yes.
They're very practical. Very practical. And these youngsters suddenly are finding their vocation in life as well. So if you've got youngsters, whether it be part of your extended family, your immediate family, and if you've got youngsters that are actually doing nothing and they're aged between 16 and 19 and they're twiddling their thumbs, then perhaps they ought to come along and join us.
Yeah, find out what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that they're all looked fit I'll put it that way, in physical sense. They were agile and muscular, put it that way. They had no problem putting up our gazebo, which takes old geezers like me forever to put up.
And they're very capable.
Nothing
very
was
capable
too much
indeed.
Trouble, was it?
So... if a typical week, you'd have structured lessons and lesson plans and times that
absolutely.
They do particular subjects.
Yeah, because we do get Ofsted-ed as well. We'll have Ofsted come along.
I was
going to
say, you must get inspected by somebody.
Yeah, like. Ofsted come along and do their inspections. We're outstanding in all...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, in all our
departments. So you do it quite well, then?
We do it quite well. Thank you for that.
Ofsted aren't easy to impress, have to say.
Well, if you do the right thing, they are.
Yes, but I mean that you need to be very, very good to get an outstanding.
Yes,
put it that way.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm very proud that we are outstanding.
Of course, you should be.
Simply because I think we're given the best course for youngsters who have an aspiration to do something a little bit different, perhaps to get off the island. You know, one of my colleague Jono is going along to a pass out parade this coming Friday of a youngster who's just finished his phase one training in the army, and
right.
he's proud as punch. He was with me for a couple of years and he achieved it, so we're incredibly proud to see that end result as well, and he's just one of many.
Yeah. I think that if you go into the Army, Navy or Air Force or whatever one you wish to go into, you'll have had some idea of what's expected of you, and you'll be a bit more prepared than someone who's come in by another route, maybe.
That's exactly why we do it, so that we do prepare them. I teach them basic things like marching, how to hold yourself, how to present yourself, how to look after yourself. So the physical training bit is just a lovely little added extra, which, you know, youngsters all want to be fit and healthy and strong. So we'll do that day in, day out. But it's those life skills, you know, teach them about how to look after their money, you know, how to look after themselves, diet, nutrition, how to do the right thing. We do lots of work within the community. So it's really important that they play an active part within our community.
And I noticed that, I wouldn't necessarily call it a uniform, they all had a particular style of dress when we met. Right?
Yeah. So we do have a basic uniform for them. They're combat trousers and boots and a blue T-shirt.
I can assure you, it actually looks pretty good because...
they're very proud to wear it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Yeah. But unlike your average school uniform, which most people hate... No secrets there, are there?
No.
These people seem to be very pleased to be wearing and being identified as part of that group.
Yeah, and they would have to like that because they get inspected every single day. So in the morning,
as you would do. Yeah,
at 9 o'clock in the morning, we have a parade where they do get inspected. You know, have you shaved today? Mm. Have you washed? Have you ironed your clothes?
Yeah.
Have you looked after yourself? How do you present yourself? If you want to become employed, then you've got to demonstrate that you are the cut above everybody else.
Yes, and it's what you'd expect if you're going into the armed forces as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How to behave.
Yes, that's right.
So you're going to be in there with a bit of an advantage over some of the other recruits, aren't you?
Very much so. And that's why we do it, to give them that little extra step so that when they do take that big step of joining the armed forces, at least they know what they're letting themselves in for.
And it's not like you're just reading stuff out of a book. You've been there, you've done it, so...
It's very... practical, very practical indeed. You said how well they interacted and helped you with different things
because they
do practical things day in, day out.
Yeah.
It's not a sit down behind a desk type of course. It's very much a, you know, get your hands dirty.
Interactive. Yeah.
Kinesthetic style learning.
Brilliant.
And it goes down a treat. They will get a BTEC, work skills BTEC at level 2 out of a qualification as well. But no, we're really pleased the way they respond to our style of training.
Brilliant.
Good. We've still got Brian with us.
We have.
And it's now 10 minutes to 2. So
it is. And Josie's got a question for him.
Yeah, Josie, you've got a question for Brian, haven't you?
Okay. While you was in the Navy, what was like the mega hardest time of your life like, if it was hard work to do?
Oh, well, being at sea is quite tough, really, because there's constant movement. So sailors get used to that very, very quickly, but especially if it's rough sea, oh my goodness me, you notice it and you're quite tired at the end of the day. I would say that is, I know that sounds quite mundane, but just living at sea with constant movement when you're on these, you know, if you're on a frigate or a destroyer, it's not an incredibly large, you know, vessel. So, yeah, there's a lot of movement. So that's quite tiring, actually.
But trying to stay upright.
Trying to, yeah. And what's weird is when you do, if you're at sea for, you know, a week or two, and then when you get alongside and you step ashore, the shore side just keeps moving as well. Yes. And of course it doesn't, but no. We feel that sensation.
Yeah. Sea legs,
still,
isn't
yeah,
it?
The old sea legs are still working.
Your young people then in your yes. college may or may not wish to go into the military.
Yes.
And if they don't, they still learn some really good useful life skills.
Absolutely. And what we want them to do is become employable.
Yes.
So that's why we teach transferable skills. They're not just military skills that we teach. They're very much transferable.
Yes. Mm.
So you can go into the civilian sector, whatever you want to do. And I think that's the crux of it all. Do you know what? As a youngster, you can do anything. You just have to set your mind to, do you know what? I can do that.
Yeah.
And we certainly facilitate that as well. It's a very positive sort of environment.
I like that.
How can people find out more? Should they be getting in that sort of direction of age? They might want to do something along those lines. How do they get to find out more about you?
Well, what you can do is you can go online, MPCT, and if you were to Google that, you can then see the, you know, it's a great website, easy to navigate through, and join us that way. Mm. We do have a head office in Wales, and that way then they can, you know, take a phone call if you want to phone. All the numbers are online. And then come along and have a taster day with us first. And I always invite people to do that.
That's
because
a good idea.
It may not be right for them. You know, they might, this is, you know, I fall asleep at the end of every working day, as most of our youngsters do, because we're a little bit bushed at the end of each day. And youngsters might go, it's too hard for me. It's not. You just got to get yourself conditioned.
Mm.
As I say, it's not a boot camp.
No.
You know, but you will do physical training and practical stuff every single day.
But to be fair, they may well go to it and say, actually, this is not the life for me at all. Not because it's too hard, it's just not what I want to do.
That's right.
But that's not a bad thing. At least then they know.
That's a really positive thing, because you're right, Aggie, because at least then they know, well, I've tried this and it's really not what I enjoy doing, but at least I've given it a go.
Yeah.
You know, to not give something a go... What are you doing?
You never know.
Mm. That's right, you never know. Mm. Better to have tried and not enjoyed it than not try at all.
Well, if you tried and not enjoyed it, you say, okay, you know, I'm not going to do that. Because it may be that you've got parents who have both been in the military, and it's kind of you're expected.
Mm.
It shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't be expected to do anything.
No, not in the slightest.
But then you can go along to this and say, really, I gave this a go and it's not my thing at all. On the other hand, actually... I could do this, but I'm not going in the same ones that either you two are in.
Yeah. Oh, we see that quite a bit, actually. Yeah. We see that quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the bunch of youngsters that we have, and you will have experienced this from that little fundraising event we did a few weeks ago, they're a lovely bunch of youngsters.
They are great. Right.
And what is different, I suppose, really, is that they all have the same focus and goal in life.
Mm.
They want to achieve something more than they have at the moment, and I think that's really important. It's a really positive vibe at the college as well.
Mm.
You know, we've got 26 on course at the moment, and I can take up to 30, so I've got a couple of spaces as well, and I've got my eye on you two to start with, but unfortunately you're just over 19,
I
so
just
I can't take you. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But if you know anybody as well that is, you know, they've just left school, just done their GCSEs and they're doing nothing, then get them and point them in my direction.
Okay. And you take young ladies and young men?
Yeah, male and female. Yeah,
yep.
Either way, we need young men and women, because that's what they are now. Once they've left school, you're a young man, you're a young woman, you're no longer a child, you know, start doing things that will make a difference.
Yes.
Mm. I think you will. That's excellent. Thank you for coming in, Brian. It's
You're
really,
welcome.
Really, really interesting. Just give us that. Just Google the website again.
So MPCT.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to get the letters the wrong way around.
Yeah.
MPCT.
I've already done that.
MPCT. Motivational Preparation College for training is what it stands for.
It's up there in Ryde.
Yeah, we're in Ryde. Mm. So it's not a million miles away. It's on the island.
Yeah.
And
I say not residential, but there are some spaces. Give it a go if you fancy it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.